With SRN News, I'm Jeremy House in Washington. A group of seven summit is opened in Italy. Negotiators reached agreement hours before the official opening of the summit on a U.S. proposal to back a $50 billion loan to Ukraine using frozen Russian assets as collateral. Also on SRNnews.com, the House votes to hold Attorney General Merrick Garland in contempt of Congress for withholding audio of an interview with President Biden. House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jim Jordan says the House must hold Garland in contempt.
Step one is to pass the resolution holding the Attorney General in contempt for not giving the House of Representatives, the body who's in an impeachment inquiry phase of our oversight responsibilities, not giving us the best evidence.
The final vote was 216 to 207. Donald Trump is making a triumphant return to Capitol Hill to meet with House and Senate Republicans for the first time since the January 6, 2021 Capitol riot. House Speaker Mike Johnson says Mr. Trump's backers are excited about him.
There's a real energy in the base right now and a real energy among the American people. They know that change is coming. It can't get here soon enough. November cannot get here soon enough. But we're anxious to talk about that and bounce around ideas with the president.
Mr. Trump is expected to visit House and then Senate Republican campaign headquarters near the Capitol to discuss party priorities. A tropical disturbance has brought a rare flash flood emergency to much of southern Florida. Floridians prepared to weather more heavy rainfall today and tomorrow. Wholesale price increases dipped in May. The producer price index declined 0.2% from April to May after rising 0.5% the month before. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 154 points. This is SRN News. Franklin Graham will be overseas this weekend.
The popular evangelist is scheduled to preach the gospel at an arena in Birmingham on June 15th, the first of two stops he has planned for the United Kingdom this month. On the 22nd, he will preach in Glasgow. Contemporary Christian music stars, including Michael W. Smith, will perform at the gospel festivals. Graham toured the UK back in 2022, despite efforts by gay activists to get his leases canceled at several stadiums. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Attorneys for homosexuals, teachers, and major publishers have asked a federal appeals court to affirm a lower court order that blocked key parts of an Iowa law banning books. The measure bars the use of books that include pornographic images from school libraries and classrooms. It also forbids teachers from raising gender identity and sexual orientation issues with younger students. The Republican-led legislature approved the law last year. This is SRN News. A GOP senator says President Biden's lax border policies nearly led to a deadly terrorist attack.
Senator Steve Daines made the charge at the Republicans' weekly press conference. This week, eight suspected ISIS terrorists were arrested in the U.S. after coming across the southern border. Daines told reporters that back in February, Central Asian visitors had warned him that thousands of people from that region were flooding across the U.S. border. Says Daines, quote, "The only thing more shocking than our unsecure southern border is that we haven't had a terror attack on our soil yet." Bob Agner reporting.
The Israel-Hamas war is roiling a primary election between two Democrats in New York, testing the party's position on the conflict and the largest split between its progressive and centrist wings. The race pits liberal Representative Jamal Brown against centrist county official George Latimer. More details at SRNnews.com.